Well, first of all, as indeed you called it the latest threat, it's not new. And it's not because they didn't attack the first time because they were coming to us, but rather because we were vigilant. And we know the threat comes as a result of frustration because they had hoped to overrun the transition of the federal government. And because of the support of the army, SOMU, the TFG is still in charge of Somalia. And instead, they are losing ground in Mogadishu.
Well, Lieutenant Colonel, according to the Islamist leader, he said, and I quote, "You should know that the massacres against the children, women, and the elderly of Mogadishu will be revenged against you. Keep in mind that the aggressions being committed by your leaders and soldiers is awaiting you." Invariably accusing AMISOM as well as the Ugandan forces of committing some atrocities in Mogadishu.
That's absolute rubbish. That's their propaganda to make them as if to appear as if they are the ones who care about the people of Somalia. But we know wherever they have passed, they have laid mayhem on the innocent civilians. They have cut off their heads to intimidate them into submission. And I think the Somali people know who indeed is for their good.
Well, they have promised to launch a jihad against AMISOM as well as Ugandan forces serving on AMISOM. How ready will your troops be?
First of all, jihad means the holy war, and the ones who have God on their side are the ones who are working for the common good and the good of the people of Somalia, and that is AMISOM. The Al-Shabaab are terrorists who are terrorizing their people and who want to use Somalia to terrorize the whole region. Therefore, we are not going to be deterred in the support for the Somali people, because we believe the solution for African problems must be made by us. We have waited for 19 years. It's too long.
How supportive is Ugandan forces in supporting AMISOM's work and as well supporting the work of the transitional federal government in Somalia?
Well, it is supportive in as far as it's protecting the TFG institutions, like the parliament, like the presidential palace, like protecting the VIP, protecting the inlets into Somalia, that's the seaport and airport. And the TFG is earning revenue now because of the flights coming in and the ships that are docking into Mogadishu airport, I mean seaport. We are supportive.
So what will be your message from the Ugandan Armed Forces to the people of Somalia, and as well as in reaction to this threat coming from Al-Shabaab?
First of all, our view is that Somali people have the solution to their problem. Ours is simply support. And indeed, we are convinced that so far, steps have been taken in that direction, and they should be supported. So we assure them that we shall continue being on their side to ensure that the Somali people regain stability and regain their position in the international community of nations.